Now let's get back to our broadcast partners, Dr. Rob Congdon. He covers the European Union for us. And Rob, let me talk to you about a situation that's going on between the European Union and Israel, but in particular, the Jewish settlements there in Judea and Samaria. Now, we have discussed this issue before, Catherine Ashton coming out and saying that they were not going to allow any of the foodstuffs or any imports into Europe as it relates coming out of the Jewish settlements. However, there is another project that's been in the works. It's the Horizon 2020 project, which is somewhat of a scientific project between the European universities and Israeli universities. That seems to be on a hold pattern. Can you update us on really what's going on there?
That's right. On Thursday, the European Union representatives and Israel representatives met to discuss whether they would agree and work on this seven-year program that would have scientific bases involving enormous amounts of money to both to Israel, and the gain to Europe would be, of course, the scientific minds of Israel. The European Union said they can't give any money that would go into the settlements, and yet several of the universities are right in those targeted areas. So what's happened is it's become a major stalemate at this point. Israel has refused to give in on its settlements, and therefore the EU said, well, then we can't agree to this project, and both will be hurt. Catherine Ashton has said, no way will we change this rule about the settlements. Our Secretary of State, Kerry, has entered the picture. He said the U.S. says that EU must change its rules toward the settlements, and so what we have is a, I wouldn't call it a tense situation, but one involving a lot of money, important projects to Europe and Israel, all over the settlements. And the question is, will the EU yield or will Israel give in some way on the settlements? So it's quite an issue. It just has happened. They're still discussing even to this day.
And it does have ramifications as it relates to the Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. I believe that's why John Kerry, Secretary of State, is weighing in on this particular issue. Well, let's look at a speech given earlier this week. It was given by Mr. Barroso, who is the chairman of the commission. Now, you'll have to explain that just briefly for us. But it was his State of the Union speech. It was somewhat somber. And I'm wondering if this is his swan song. Talk to us about it.
Well, that's right. Elections are coming in May, which could affect his position. He is currently the president of the European Commission. That's the unelected body of leaders in the EU, without question, in my opinion, the most influential and powerful group in the EU, and they initiate almost all policies and direction. He gave his State of the Union message, which, you, as you said, was somber. He related back to the history of Europe and how, apart from the EU, we could have again seen wars in Europe and how important the European Union is. He stressed that they have to keep going forward toward a union, a total political union, instead of 28 member states, one union. But he recognized that it's had to slow down a little because there's still a lot of tensions within the union over finances. So he's encouraging them to move forward, but recognizing that perhaps the pace has temporarily slowed down.
Yeah, slowed down to the effect that it looks like he's looking across the horizon for the real powerful European Union to be in place instead of as quickly as we may have imagined.
Absolutely. He's looking at it purely from a human level and current problems that he's deeply immersed in and elections that will affect the formation of the commission. So that's his viewpoint. But I always point out, in the European Union, overnight a crisis could develop that could change the whole picture. If something of a magnitude like our 9/11 occurred over there, you'd see the union rapidly moving into the power and the position it wants. So we never say everything has slowed down in the European Union. It hits bumps and slows temporarily. But the goal remains the same, and Barroso is a good spokesman for that goal. Total union of the European countries and those connected with it in a total single union, not as seen as member states of a United States of Europe, but a union alone.
And as well, on that path to what you and I would consider is at least the infrastructure for the revival of the Roman Empire. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. absolutely. I keep repeating over and over, the European Union today fits all the characteristics that Daniel and Revelation would indicate. It may not be the final empire, but it certainly is the embryo and moving in that direction. And while the progress at the moment seems to have slowed down, it's still progressing.
We're on the way for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Dr. Rob Congdon, he's the man who covers the European Union and all the activities there because of the fact of the connection to Bible prophecy. Rob, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
Okay, Lord bless.